painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Experience elegant evening downtown this Saturday as the heart of Paso Robles is transformed into a magical feast for the eyes, ears, and taste buds. From 5 to 8 p.m., shoppers are indulged with fine hors d'oeuvres and refreshments. Live mannequins, dancers, musicians, and singers will entertain guests. Elegant evening downtown this Saturday from 5 to 8 p.m. Admission is free. For more info, call Paso Robles Main Street at 238-4103.
Listen to this real Paso Robles Glass customer where they installed 23 replacement Milgard Tuscany windows and two sliding doors.
Steve Eklund, Craig Smith as an architect, and a proud and honored client of Paso Robles Glass. Hey, the boys are doing a great job. They just left. Everything is just fine. Extremely good crew. You got that crew is exceptional. They're all hardworking guys, very careful, very cautious. All is good. I think they have one more day tomorrow, wrap it up, the finished work. I'd like to set up a time to come up and see you next week. I've got a big, big project I'd like you to look at for me. Whatever works on your end, just wanted to let you know, Steve. Take care. Bye.
Get rid of your old broken windows and get new Milgard energy-efficient windows and doors with Milgard's ironclad lifetime warranty.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, November 14th. I'm Chad Stevens.
California Public Defenders Association condemns Dan Dow's social media posts. Two climbers illegally attempt to scale Morro Rock. Details of these and other stories coming up. Showers this morning, then partly cloudy skies. Highs in the mid-60s. It's 55 degrees.
This Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, solar for savings, battery backup for security. Call for a free quote today at 466-5595. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, here's Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. Last week, San Luis Obispo County District Attorney Dan Dow retweeted two posts on social media that depicted the devastating events of 9/11. One of the posts said, quote, "New York already forgot." The second said, "New York, what have you done?" The tweets referenced the election of New York City Mayor-elect Zoran Mondami. Dan Dow made direct statements after an apology was demanded from the Greater Los Angeles Area Office on American-Islamic Relations. Dan Dow said he retweeted these posts because he believes Mondani is going to destroy New York City. And the second post says he supports the Muslim community in San Luis Obispo County. Earlier this week, the California Public Defenders Association made a statement saying they condemn the, quote, "racist anti-Muslim statements made by Dow." The association says that this, along with his past statements, quote, "reflect a pattern of prejudice wholly incompatible with the duties of a prosecutor or any person acting in the criminal legal system." In response to this, Dan Dow posted on social media, "I am Charlie Kirk. I will not be bullied. I will not be silenced. Truth matters." District 5 Supervisor for San Luis Obispo County, Heather Moreno, will be holding a meet-and-greet Wednesday, November 19th at 5:30 p.m. The meeting will take place at the Creston Gardens Community Center, 5110 Swayze Road. Following this meeting will be the community's monthly Creston Advisory Meeting from 7 to 9:30 p.m. Two climbers illegally attempt to scale Morro Rock. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazing Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazing Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazingbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. Yesterday afternoon, the Morro Bay Fire Department responded to two individuals illegally climbing Morro Rock. When firefighters arrived at the scene, the two climbers were about halfway up the rock. Firefighters climbed up and made contact with them, escorting them back to the ground. Officials say the climbers appeared to be in their mid-20s and were travelers visiting the area. Climbing Morro Rock is illegal, according to the city of Morro Bay. It is a protected bird sanctuary, a historical landmark, and a sacred site for Chumash and Salinan tribes. The two climbers could face $2,000 in fines for their attempts to climb the rock, to be determined by a court of law. The Paso Robles School Board's next meeting is Tuesday, November 18th. This meeting, the school board will receive information on student achievement data regarding state tests in the 24-25 school year. These tests are the California Assessment of Student Performance and Progress, or CASP, the California Science Test, and the English Learner Proficiency Assessments for California. Data will be broken down by school, and students will be categorized into four different scores: not met standards, nearly met, met or exceeded. According to the agenda, 44% of students in Paso Robles met or exceeded CASP English Language Arts standards, and about 30% met or exceeded math standards for this test. 30 students earned perfect scores on these assessments, and 33.75% of students met or exceeded the California Science Test standards. This is only an informational item and will return to the board in a future agenda for any necessary action. The 41st Annual Thanksgiving Dinner for Paso Robles will be returning Thursday, November 27th at Centennial Park.
We serve it restaurant style. A waiter comes and takes the order, and you have a choice of turkey, ham, sweet potatoes, mashed potatoes, mixed vegetables, stuffing, and pie, and cranberry sauce. We invite anybody who has a financial or social need to be with people on Thanksgiving Day.
That's David Cudia, chairman of the Thanksgiving for Paso Robles Steering Committee, inviting anyone to Centennial Park to enjoy a free Thanksgiving meal. The entire event is done by volunteers, but some are still needed for the week of Thanksgiving this year.
And during the week of Thanksgiving, we require about 230 volunteers to prepare all of the food, get the venue ready, and then to serve all the food on Thanksgiving Day. We have about 80 spots left that we're looking for volunteers. You can go to our website, thanksgivingforpasorobles.com. Another need we have is we're looking for folks to join our steering committee. We're looking for some folks that want to get further involved.
Cash donations to help fund the meals are always accepted. You can go to thanksgivingforpasorobles.com to make a request for delivery, sign up to volunteer, or make a cash donation. The City of Atascadero's 5th Annual Fall Festival is returning this weekend. This free admission event will transform the beautiful sunken gardens in downtown Atascadero into a family-friendly, full-scale carnival. Enjoy rides, games, vendors, breweries, entertainment, music, and more. The Fall Festival will start on Friday, November 14th from 4 to 10 p.m. Then Saturday and Sunday, the festival will last from noon to 10 p.m. Also on Saturday will be the Colony Days Parade, kicking off at 10 a.m. behind the administration building on Lewis Avenue. The Fall Festival will be taking place this weekend, rain or shine. In sports for the NFL, the Patriots beat the Jets 27-14 yesterday. On Sunday, KPRL will have the Buccaneers against the Bills, the Ravens versus the Browns, then the Raiders against the Cowboys. In the NBA, the Suns beat the Pacers 133-98, the Raptors over the Cavaliers 126-113, the Hawks beat Utah Jazz 132-122. Tonight, the Kings will face the Pelicans, the Clippers will go against the Mavericks, the Warriors will face the Spurs, the Lakers will go against the Pelicans. In high school football, Game 2 of the CIF playoffs is tonight. San Luis Obispo will face Redwood at Visalia. The Templeton Eagles will host Coalinga, and Morro Bay will play at Liberty in Madera. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:16. California news coming up next.
I've had my cars repaired at Davis Body Shop on multiple occasions.
Camille talks about her experiences at Davis Body Shop.
Each time I've been greeted by very friendly and professional staff members. Patrick conducts a thorough assessment of the damage and provides a detailed overview of what the repairs will entail. Their quality of work is exceptional. Thanks, Davis Body Shop.
And thank you, Camille, for sharing your story. When customers write Davis Body Shop, we read each and every letter or email, and we listen to everything you have to say. After all, that's why we've been around for over a half a century, and that's why we are the longest established shop on the Central Coast. We are the Auto Collision Specialist. If you ever need auto body repair service, remember Davis Body Shop on El Camino Real Atascadero and at Paso Robles Chevrolet on Theater Drive. And maybe you too will say,
thanks, Davis Body Shop.
California headline news. The Justice Department filing suit to block California from redrawing congressional maps after the passage of Prop 50. Acting U.S. Attorney Bill Assaley says it violates federal law.
Under the Constitution, it is unlawful for the government to make decisions based on race. And assembly members and senators said on the record that these maps will create a new Latino district. We call that racism.
The measure created a response to a similar move in Texas. Governor Gavin Newsom posting online, these losers lost to the ballot box and soon they'll lose in court. CHP responding to one accident after another as rainy conditions leave roadways soaked in areas like Contra Costa County, where Officer Jason Taylor with CHP says drivers need to slow down.
Continue to drive like it's a sunny day. The roadways are wet. You have to adjust for those conditions.
Evacuation warnings in place in the Southern California burn scar areas. Search continuing for the person who shot football coach John Beam near Laney College in Oakland Thursday. He's in critical condition. Jeff Scott, California News.
This Entertainment Insider is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Country superstar Kenny Chesney is known for his incredible music and his physique. He says he puts the work in off stage so he can fully play on stage.
It's intense. I know what it takes of me up there to give everyone what they're, first of all, what they're used to and what I want to give them.
The annual Progressive Keys to Progress program provides vehicles to deserving veterans, helping our heroes drive their lives forward. Learn more at keystoprogress.com.
Kohl's has 20% off gifts that are so good, your family might think you read their minds. Check off your list now with cozy, thoughtful, and stylish gifts that will make them say, oh, how did you know? Yep, with these presents from Kohl's, you're going to leave them feeling impressed and convinced that you're a psychic. Shop Kohl's for an extra 20% off gifts that are the perfect fit. Select styles. Offer ends November 22nd. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Welcome to the All-Star Moments of Freedom. Now, if your happy place is somewhere you unwind with a cold drink, delicious food, and sports on more LED screens than you can shake a remote at, well, then the sports bar at Chumash is your new escape. Doesn't matter if you're cheering on your favorite team or just enjoying the vibe. It's game on, friend. And hey, welcome to freedom. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
KPRL News continues at 7:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. A cadre of California grape growers and winemakers crafts wine as it was made hundreds, if not thousands, of years ago. No filtering, no fining, no additives, just grapes, wild yeast, a barrel, and time. Derek Trowbridge of Old World Winery in Sonoma County farms biodynamically, an organic practice that treats the entire vineyard as a living system. To make his natural wines, Trowbridge uses a practice called head training, which allows vines to grow freely from the trunk without trellis. He also mows rather than tills the soil and spreads composted mulch of his own design at the base of the vines to conserve water, boost nutrients, and increase yield. "This is a beautiful way to grow a vine on its own," he said. "Just let it be. Let it do its thing organically, and it works." Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay, goodlawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street in Paso Robles. Rain this morning, then partly cloudy skies for the afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s, southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight with about a 70% chance of showers with low 50s, south winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. About an inch of rain tomorrow, highs in the upper 50s, northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is showers on Sunday and Monday, partly cloudy on Tuesday and Wednesday, cloudy with showers on Thursday and Friday. Upper 50s Sunday and Monday, low 60s Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, 63 a week from today. Currently, it is 55 degrees with showers in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:22.
Living with diabetes? Don't take your foot health for granted. At San Luis Podiatry Group, with locations in San Luis Obispo and Templeton, we understand how critical proper foot care is to your overall health. For over 20 years, we've had an in-house podorthist, providing expert care and custom solutions. We offer prescription diabetic shoes and inserts, specifically designed to reduce pressure, protect sensitive areas, and help prevent complications. Because when it comes to diabetes, footwear makes a difference. We've been a trusted name in diabetic foot care across San Luis Obispo County for decades. Don't wait. Protect your feet. Protect your health. Call San Luis Podiatry Group at 805-543-7788. San Luis Podiatry Group, your step toward better health. Are you buying or selling property? Your real estate agent is the key figure in all real estate transactions. We ask Gabby Romo, why choose you?
One of the things is the broker that I'm with, Central Coast Sotheby's International Realty. The name in and of itself, Sotheby's. It's a brokerage that is quality. It's a brokerage that provides value. It's a brokerage that provides clients first. One of the things that separates us from others is we're always there for our client, whether it's a holiday, whether it's 7 p.m., or whether it's 5 a.m. It could be a phone call, it could be a text, it could be an email, letting them know where they're at. We're going to address them first and foremost.
Go with Gabby. Gabby Romo Realty, serving the Central Coast. Gabby, what is the best way to contact you?
Gabby at GabbyRomo.com. G-A-B-Y at G-A-B-Y-R-O-M-O.com.
What if...
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened sharply lower after the worst day for stocks in a month. Investors are concerned the Fed might not lower interest rates in December, and there is the lingering fear that tech stocks may be too high. There's news on trade. Trade Representative Jamison Greer says the administration will be taking tariffs off some products not produced in the U.S., and he says there's a framework trade agreement with Switzerland. Walmart shares are down 2%. Walmart CEO Doug McMillon is stepping down at the end of January. McMillon is 59. John Furner, Walmart's head of U.S. operations, will take over as CEO. Shareholders of Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern have voted in support of their $85 billion merger. Both stocks are little changed. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosolda. Invested in you.
If your cash is sitting in a savings account, it's at risk. Old school advice says save more, but today the strategy is broken. When inflation spikes, they print money or cut rates, your dollar shrinks. So do your savings. The solution? Own something real. Physical gold and silver. When the dollar drops, gold and silver prices rise. And with Noble Gold, owning gold is simple. Just visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and chat with a specialist. The knowledge is free. The protection is priceless. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult your financial advisor before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
What if the moment you turn your back, someone is watching, someone waiting to take what's yours? Every day, homes and businesses are broken into. Valuable possessions, irreplaceable memories, gone in an instant. John Whitford Communications puts you in control. 24/7 observation systems that let you see every move property-wide from anywhere in real time. High-definition video, night vision, real-time alerts right on your phone. Protect your family, your employees, and your property before it's too late. Don't wait until you hear that sound. The one that signals disaster. Call John Whitford Communications at 805-461-3030. 461-3030. Protect your home and business. Call John Whitford Communications, 461-3030, now. Because safety can't wait.
Do you want to power your family with fresh, nutritious local meats? I'm Susanna Luthy Taylor, host of KPRL's Free Talk California. My husband Garrett is a 6th-gen Cambria cattle rancher, and we offer grass-fed beef, both wholesale and USDA packaged. And we are proud to announce our fresh local bison is available for pre-sale now at a discount. Order now at TaylorRanch1868.com. We deliver locally. Support the food world that you want to live in at TaylorRanch1868.com.
Need traffic control for your next project or event? Rent local with Avila Traffic Safety. We've got everything from light towers, message boards, custom signage, and certified crews ready to go. And the best part, every dollar you spend with us stays right here, supporting local jobs, boosting the local economy, and reinvesting your tax dollars into our community. Whether it's roadwork, parades, or public safety, we've got your lane covered. Call us today at 805-461-1600. Thanks for choosing Avila Traffic Safety.
When you use our traffic control services, you can expect the most competitive prices as well as local support. From traffic control plans, pilot car and flagging services, light towers, message boards, aero boards, as well as a full line of traffic safety rental equipment. We have been at your service since 2009 and have traffic safety professionals who are available to discuss your projects as well as your traffic control solutions. For more information, visit us online at avilatraffic.com.
AM 1230 KPRL FM 99.3. Good Friday morning. It is November 14th. I'm Chad Stevens filling in for Kevin Will this morning, and it is time to draw our winner from our week of winners for trivia. Now, the odds are a little bit better for you because Tuesday was a holiday, so we didn't have a trivia question. But we've got 1, 2, 3, 4 different people in the... Let me just... Okay. Now let's draw out a name. Winning our certificate is... Oh, okay. Just like Elvis and Cher, he only needs one name. Daffy. Daffy, you are our winner of the weekly gift certificate after being a trivia genius on Monday, as I recall. So you know where the radio station is located, 32nd and Oak. You have 30 days from today to pick up that gift certificate. Otherwise, it goes back into the hopper and we'll give it away to someone else. All right. Our trivia winner this week, Daffy, got himself a $20 gift certificate to Joe's Place in Paso or Templeton, or Joe's One Niner Diner at the airport in Paso Robles. Good morning. It is 7:31. It is time for Freedom of Speech, this time being brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental at 5025 El Camino Real in Atascadero, your Honda power equipment dealer. 238-KPRL, 238-5775 is the number to call. We've got a lot of things happening this weekend, and we've gotten a lot of notices that no matter rain or shine, they are going to continue with their events. So we've got Colony Days is this weekend also. Is that
Colony Days Parade is on Saturday?
Yeah, and so they're going rain or shine. From what I understand, we've got some craft fairs going rain or shine. As a matter of fact, the holiday craft fair in Creston just got a notice that they are moving indoors just to be safe. But you can find a whole bunch of unique holiday craft items at the holiday craft fair at the Creston Community Church. That will be tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. In Creston. It's 5170 O'Donovan Road. You'll find lots of, as I said, unique gift items. Also, they're serving lunch starting at 11 a.m. Barbecue pulled pork sandwiches, chips, and a drink, only $10. All of the proceeds go to support Operation Christmas Child. That's the Creston Holiday Craft Fair. Also, I noticed, and where is it? The third annual San Miguel Senior Center Christmas Boutique, also happening, rain or shine. That is going on today and tomorrow at 601 12th Street in San Miguel. 2 days of festive community fun and sales just in time for the holiday season. So once again, the Quilters and Crafters Group throwing their third annual San Miguel Senior Center Christmas Boutique today and tomorrow. And they are going rain or shine. Lots of other events in the area going rain or shine. We've got lots of stuff to do. Let's head to the phone lines. Hi, KPRL, you're on the air.
Bronco boy.
Hey, how are you this morning?
I had to call in again this morning because you raised a topic on the news that, for those of us who grew up around here, has some meaning, and that would be the climbing of Morro Rock. There are those of us, one of them currently online with you, that has been to the top of Morro Rock because climbing it didn't used to be near as illegal as it is now.
Ah.
That was before they founded a bird sanctuary,
yeah,
and a variety of other things that are supposed to keep people off of it. Have you ever been to the top of Morro Rock?
I have not. I know.
And young Christopher certainly grew up knowing it was illegal to climb it. And, of course, the two people who got caught climbing it aren't from around here. So before they found out whether they could climb it, they just did it, which is what we used to do.
Yeah.
The trail to the top is on the ocean side. You look at the rock and you think, how does anybody ever climb that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, go around the other side. When next time you're on a boat coming in or going out, take a look. You'll find out how you climb Morro Rock successfully. And it's been climbed numerous times over the years, but those years are long gone by.
Yeah, and you were one of those lucky folks that climbed the top.
Well, I had Rowdy cousin, and, naturally, my older cousin was one of my heroes, so I hung out with him, and climbing Morro Rock was on the agenda more than once. So I only went to the top once. That was enough. It's very, the view is spectacular, let's just put it that way.
Okay.
And it does take a while to climb up there. And once you get there, it's worth it. And I wish we could all still do it. I think we should sell tickets to climb it myself. Well, but then, of course, that wouldn't allow it to be a bird sanctuary and all say, the other things that they've assigned it.
Yeah, what would the Peregrine Falcons do then?
Yeah, right. I have them working here, I'm happy to report.
Oh, good.
You will find that this county, especially the North County, is full of birds of prey. And the Peregrine Falcon is one of them, and you will see them frequently. And they're the birds of prey that are kind of light gray, and they don't have a red tail. That's your dead giveaway.
Okay. Yeah, the ones in my house have the red tail. So.
Yeah, well, those are called red-tail hawks, yes. they actually have a name.
Thank you, Captain Obvious.
Yes, pretty obvious. And we have quite a few different birds of prey here, not the least of which I also have nesting on the property, a great horned owl.
Mm-hmm.
You love the people who put owl boxes up in this area.
Yeah.
They're not going to be used. Great horned owls do not use owl boxes.
Oh.
They couldn't even begin to get in one the size of the hole that they put in some of those boxes. But the bottom line is that the big owls, that would be the great horned owls, do not allow smaller owls in their territory. So these things are all parceled out, and we don't have the roadmap. But the birds do.
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
quite interesting to study around here, the birds of prey. But I thought it was interesting that after all these years, we got to talk about climbing Morro Rock one more time.
There you go. Well, and that's speaking of one more time into the fray, Monday night football, Raiders and Cowboys.
Yes, that's next Monday night. I will be there.
You'll be there?
On the end of my television set. Or my radio.
You had me
it's
there for a second.
It's quite handy being a Raider fan to have the Raiders be selected to continue to follow. All the way to Las Vegas.
Yeah, even though they moved, they're still beloved over here. Yeah.
Yes, well, fortunately, I think the guy that's in charge of programming is also a semi-Raider fan.
He may very well be. Since
his team played last night, and they look spectacular.
Yeah.
That would be the Giants.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we'll talk soon, but... go take a look at Morro Rock and talk to me about climbing it.
Okay, so now that we all know that it's illegal, for those of you who said you didn't know that before or never thought about it, now you know it is. So even though you're giving us a way to climb it, don't do it. Don't climb it.
No, it's not a good idea. They will. Interestingly enough, somebody probably turned them in.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because when you're on the other side of the rock, you don't even know they're there.
Ah. I hadn't thought about this. So the ocean side, you can't be seen.
You can't see them.
Yeah. Well, that's
what happened. All of a sudden, you'd appear at the top of the rock.
Ooh, so, like magic.
And I'm sure that my voice this morning is being listened to by people who have also climbed the rock.
I'm sure. And they're invited to call in if they have something really interesting to tell about it. I would like to hear it. So, all right. As
well,
always, a pleasure talking with you. All right, bye now. Oh, I just dropped the call. That's my fault. Here we go. Hi, KPRL, you're on the air. Good morning.
Well, talking about climbing.
Yeah.
I wonder how many people out there have been to the top of one of the containment structures out at Diablo Canyon.
I don't know. A select few?
Besides myself.
I figured you had to be calling in to brag a little bit. otherwise, you wouldn't bring it up. Yeah. No, not I. So.
Well, I'd like to hear if there's any others that have been to the top of one of the containment structures. I think, I can't remember exactly, but boy, you can see forever. I don't know if you can see Morro Bay, but...
Probably.
You could really get a good view from the top of one of those containment structures.
Did you get vertigo?
Oh, no.
No? Okay.
No. Didn't stay up there long, because I'm not sure we were supposed to be there.
Oh, okay. Well,
we didn't ask.
We never had this conversation.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for the call this morning. We appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye. All right. So who else has climbed places they weren't supposed to go?
The kitchen counter?
Oh, yeah. I have a nice scar on my bottom lip from doing that when I was a little kid, climbing up on the kitchen counter. And, I had a Dick Tracy snub-nose 38 plastic, toy pistol. And it shot rubber bullets. I was like five. And shot my dog with the rubber bullets. And my mom took my pistol away from me and put it up in the high cabinet in the kitchen. So I saw her do it later on. And I'm not proud of this, but I did get what was coming to me. I took my little chair. I put it up on the counter, climbed on the counter, not thinking this through. There was a dish towel beneath my chair, and so when I reached up, it slipped, and boom, right on my upper lip, on the edge of the
So did you get caught trying to climb it then? Was the noise loud enough for your mom to hear?
Oh, I got caught all right, because I was bleeding everywhere. Sorry for those of you who are having your breakfast right now. But yeah, no, it was a gusher. your ears will bleed a lot. Your lips will bleed a lot. Yeah, there was no way to get out of that one. Yeah, I got in a lot of trouble after my mom made sure that I was okay, because she went into mom mode, I have to help the kid, and then got into the, haven't you been told?
So you got in trouble, got your toy taken away, tried getting it back, and got in trouble for trying to get it back.
Yeah.
And hurt in the process.
And then that was it. It went to my cousin Steve.
That's unfortunate.
It was unfortunate. I was not happy about it. But yeah, so kids, if you're listening, listen to your parents. Don't go doing stupid stuff. Like that's gonna stop him from doing it. No, I still do stupid stuff.
Well, that's the kid inside you then.
He is trapped inside there, but he gets out every once in a while. And today, I have to tell you, today, I look at these, what are known as, holidays. Today's National Pickle Day. I didn't know there was a National Pickle Day. It's also Loosen Up, Lighten Up Day. Wow. All right.
Was that like an exercise thing?
I know. I think it's like, hey, dude, just loosen up, dude. Lighten up. I could be wrong. Operating a room nurse day. Operating a room nurse day. Well, they certainly need a day. National Spicy Guacamole Day. Really? Okay. Wow. Did you know the pickles have been around since at least 200 BC?
Well, all you need is some vinegar, so.
Yeah. BC, that's before cucumber.
So pickles have been around before cucumbers. That doesn't add up.
No, it doesn't.
At least if
which
we're talking
first,
about
the chicken or the egg.
At least if we're talking about dilled pickles, because in some countries, calling something a pickle doesn't mean the cucumber that's been pickled. It just means something that's been pickled.
Anything.
Right. Okay. They have to call it a dill pickle to refer to what we call pickles.
Oh, okay. So it comes from the Dutch word pickle.
Not that I know.
Yeah. Well, it means brine or preservation through salting and drying. Okay, drying fruits, cucumbers, National Pickle Day, in case you were wondering. Let's head back to the phone lines real quick. Hi, KPRL, you're on the air.
Hi, yeah, I'd like to call about that Dan Dow story you made earlier today on the news.
Okay.
Sure, what about it?
Okay. Well, my position is, and evidently several others, is Dan Dow has the right to free speech. Just because he got elected to DA doesn't give up his right to free speech. And also public defender's comment, those were ad hominem attacks, and that's false reasoning. And my rule when I'm debating someone, if they refer to false reasoning, I run up the victory flag. I know I've won, because they're not dealing the issue. They're attacking the person there in that particular case.
Mm.
And so the deputy defender's people are trying to shut him up. And it violates his free speech rights. That's my position.
All right. We appreciate the call this morning. Thank you for taking the time. All right. And that is going to put a bow on this edition of Freedom of Speech. It's been brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental. Same store, same location since 1968. Visit their website at glennsrents.com.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The City of Atascadero's 5th Annual Fall Festival is returning this weekend. This free event will transform the beautiful sunken gardens in downtown Atascadero into a family-friendly, full-scale carnival to enjoy. Rides, games, vendors, breweries, entertainment, music, and more. The festival starts today from 4 to 10 p.m. and will occur on Saturday and Sunday as well, rain or shine. The California Public Defenders Association has made a statement saying they condemn the, quote, racist anti-Muslim statements made by County District Attorney Dan Dow. These are in reference to tweets made by Dow late last week, which depict events of 9/11 and imply New York, quote, forgot, in connection to the election of Mayor-elect Zoran Mamdani. Dan Dow said, I will not be bullied. I will not be silenced in response. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning with some light rain, then partly cloudy for the afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s, it's 56 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump takes on the affordability challenge with new trade deals to roll back prices of everyday goods, things we don't grow, starting with bananas, cocoa, and coffee, up 20% this year. Vice President J.D. Vance tells Fox's Hannity the goal.
Make sure that more people can afford a good life, they can afford to buy homes, young people can afford to start families, and we've actually got good jobs that put people on a career trajectory to stability.
Air traffic off to a better start today as the system recovers from the government shutdown. Down 600 cancellations, fewer delays. Some TSA workers in Houston got a surprise $10,000 bonus checks from Homeland Secretary Kristi Noem with thanks for not calling out. The BBC offers apologies but no cash compensation to President Trump for editing his January 6th remarks to sound like a direct call to violence. America is listening to Fox News.
When it comes to your vision, experience matters. At Michael's Optical in Atascadero, Michael and Kathy Nutt have been helping our community see clearly since 1979, and that's over 45 years of family-owned care and service. From infants to adults, you'll find frames and lenses for every style and budget, including trusted names like Silhouette, Oakley, Ray-Ban, and Maui Jim. Need glasses in a hurry? With the Michaels in-house finishing lab, you get fast, high-quality eyewear plus custom adjustments and repairs done on site. There's convenient parking, convenient Saturday hours 10 to 4. And ask about their VIP savings and exclusive pricing on eyewear and lenses. Michaels Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero, hometown service and focused on you.
Michael's Optical.
A. Walton Sun Aqua Engineering has been serving the pump and drilling needs of the Central Coast since 1946. They pioneered the use of PVC pipe and had the very first pump rig on the Central Coast. They're a third-generation business with a wealth of knowledge. For all your pump and drilling needs, from auger and bucket hole drilling, deep well turbine pumps, and more, call A. Walton Sun Aqua Engineering at 805-238-1315. 238-1315.
Let's be honest, everyone hates putting up Christmas lights, so why not just skip it this year? The truth is, it's not about the lights. It's about creating the memories. It's about seeing the kids' faces light up and not spending all day hanging up lights. I'm Aaron King, the owner of Slow Holiday Lights. We handle everything you need to make this holiday season the most memorable yet. We design, install, maintain, and store the beautiful Christmas lights so you don't have to lift a finger. No ladders to fall off of, no tangled lights to mess with, no stress, period. Look us up at slowholidaylights.com.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week, including Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's Day. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Wesley here from Stove and Spa Center. I just wanted to thank you for letting us make your life more comfortable for 35 years. You can see and explore all of our hearth products, wood, gas, pellet, and electric, to keep you warm and cozy during cold and wet winters. Or maybe you're looking to enjoy the benefits of what hot tub's soothing water can do for your body and to melt away the stress that living today brings on. Or perhaps you want to get in better shape this year by exercising in one of our swim spas. There are many models and sizes. We even have models with treadmills built into them. We have a large showroom with lots of the products we sell. Plus, lead times to get products have been greatly reduced. And of course, you can still get all the supplies and even get your water tested for your pool and spa. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Come check us out at Stove and Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real at Tascadero, between Kerberel and Moyle Roads. All products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com.
Is being brought to you at 7:50 this morning by Hutch Heating and Air. For tune-up, repair, or replacement, call Hutch Heating and Air at 466-8199 or online at hutchheatingandair.com. North County weather, we're looking for light rain this morning, then partly cloudy skies for the rest of the day. Highs in the mid-60s, winds from out of the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight with a 70% chance of showers. Lows in the low 50s, winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, well, we're expecting about an inch of rain. Highs in the upper 50s, winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Looking ahead, showers Sunday and Monday. Partly cloudy Tuesday and Wednesday. Cloudy with showers on Thursday and Friday. Currently, it is 56 degrees. Weather has been brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. For tune-up, repair, or replacement, call Hutch Heating and Air at 466-8199 or online at hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you
what's going on. It is time for Community Calendar. It is being brought to you this morning by Spirit of Paso in the River Oaks community. Great meals at a reasonable price. Spirit of Paso Robles. Well, Wine Country Theater presents It's a Wonderful Life. A little different, though, this time. They're doing it as a live radio play, harkening back to the 1940s. The production is going from November 29th through December 14th. Once again, Wine Country Theater. It's a Wonderful Life, a live radio play with all the live sound effects and everything. So that should just to see what they call a Foley artist, the people that did all of the sound effects and background stuff for all the radio presentations, is kind of cool to watch. So we hope that you get out to see It's a Wonderful Life, November 29th through December 14th, being brought to you by Wine Country Theater. If you want more information, you can go online to winecountrytheater.org. That's winecountrytheater.org. Community Calendar has been brought to you by the Spirit of Paso Robles, serving lunch every day, brunch on the weekends, and dinner Wednesday through Sunday. Well, let's see what we've got here coming up. All right, let's do it. It is 7:53, 7 minutes away from 8 o'clock. All right, it is time for birthdays and anniversaries, being brought to you on KPRL by Bella Jewel. They're hosting a special event with buyers coming to the store to buy your jewelry. Birthdays and anniversaries, once again, brought to you by Bella Jewel. All right, we start with our local celebrities, and since it is a Friday, that means that we'll be doing
Saturday and Sunday birthdays and anniversaries. Also, so that you can say happy birthday when you see these people out and about. Celebrating a birthday today, we say happy birthday to Ray Allen. Martha Zizanaga is also celebrating her birthday. Jody Teller, Ian Robertson, Lisa Roget, Greg Williams, Bernie Tyner, Chris Burns, and Norman Buckman celebrating birthdays today. Let's take a look to tomorrow. We've got Pat Hertler celebrating a birthday, as is Kyle Sinclair, Phil Herschel, Kevin Gregg, Michael Silvis, John Standard, Kevin Picasso, Serena Bruce, Terry V. Hill, Teresa Taylor, Billy G. celebrating a birthday tomorrow, Caden Stafford, Lucy Riley, Timo Gonzalez, Lynn Weaver, Ryan Robb, Matt Martinez, and Jessica Wieman, all celebrating birthdays tomorrow. On Sunday, we say happy birthday to Tom Jeffries, Maria Cabrera, Patsy Rambo, Debbie Collins, Mike Hertler, Ryan Lancidal, Justin Thompson, Kent Connella, Julie Perry, Scott Payton, Jerry Sewell, Neil Kiefer Jr., Sharon McCleary, Katie Kahn, Hank Beyer, and we say happy anniversary on Sunday to Dr. Alexander and Kathy Castellanos. That's on Sunday, their anniversaries. If you see, that was a long list. If you see any of these people out and about, make sure that you say hello and a happy birthday or a happy anniversary to them, and make sure you let them know you heard about it right here on KPRL. All right, celebrity birthdays. King Charles III. Woo! Whoop-de-doo. He is 77 today. He is, of course, the former Prince Charles. He's now King of the United Kingdom. Musician, composer, Yanni is 71 today. Yanni is a self-taught keyboardist. He specializes mostly in New Age music. It's a blending of jazz, classical, soft rock, and world music. More than a dozen of Yanni's albums have been number one on the Billboard New Age charts. He's been around for a long time. Yanni, 71 today. Actor, voice artist Patrick Warburton. He's 61 today. He gained fame playing Putty on Seinfeld. His other TV roles include the title role of The Tick, the series Rules of Engagement, and Less Than Perfect. He's a voice actor for Family Guy, The Venture Brothers, Kim Possible. He also was the voice of Kronk in Disney's The Emperor's New Groove. Actor Josh Duhamel is 53 today. He won a Daytime Emmy for his role as Leo Dupree in the soap All My Children. He also played Danny McCoy in the TV series Vegas with James Caan and starred in four of the Transformers films. Actor Josh Duhamel. Musician Travis Barker. He is the Big 5-0 today. He's the drummer for the punk pop band Blink 182. Their songs include What's My Age Again and All the Small Things. Actress Stella Maeve, 36 today. She is famous for her series regular role as Agnes Clark on CBS's Golden Boy and for her recurring roles on Sci-Fi's The Magicians and ABC's Chicago PD. She's also notable for her film roles in Harold, Brooklyn's Finest, and Starlet. And those are our birthdays and anniversaries for you this morning. They have been brought to you by Bella Jewel. They're hosting a special event with buyers coming into the store to buy your jewelry and art. I would go in today if I were you. You'll find them. Very simple. Just look for the clock tower and go down about a half a block. Bella Jewel is giving you birthdays and anniversaries. If you go into the shop, make sure you tell them that you heard about them on KPRL.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. County 5 Supervisor for San Luis Obispo County, Heather Moreno, will be holding a meet and greet Wednesday, November 19th at 5:30 p.m. This will take place at the Creston Gardens Community Center, 5110 Swayze Road. Following this meeting will be the community's monthly Creston Advisory Meeting from 7 to 9:30 p.m.
The 41st Annual Thanksgiving for Paso Robles Dinner will be returning Thursday, November 27th at Centennial Park. Enjoy a free Thanksgiving meal served restaurant style or order it for takeout or delivery. Volunteers are also still needed. You can go to thanksgivingforpasorobles.com to make a request for delivery, sign up to volunteer, or make a cash donation. Details of these and other stories coming up. Light rain this morning, then partly cloudy skies for the afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s. It's 56 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage for your RV, boats, household, and commercial items. MarsMegaStorage.com.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Going to the top of the list this morning, Patrick Warburton. Of course, he played the Tick in the TV series, played Putty on Seinfeld. Just one of my favorite comedians. Voice artist, actor Patrick Warburton going to the top of the list.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.